Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Herb Adams. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chuck Kress. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting seventh. The catcher, Don Wheeler. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill White. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting third. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Hank Biasatti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adams. The throw from Guerra and he is out, Majeski applying the tag. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is hit by the pitch. Appling moves to second. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Michaels moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost strikes out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive towards short. Joost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White fires to first and has Guerra trapped. There's the throw to Appling, who tags Guerra for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biasetti fields the ball and throws to Coleman covering. Safe. Appling moves to second. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Biasetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biasetti takes first base on ball 4. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman bunts towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Biasetti moves to second. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a pop-up towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovich. Suter reaches second base with a double. Biasetti scores. It's White Sox, 1. Athletics, 1. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wheeler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive towards short. Joost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics won. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerra hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Biasetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biasetti is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Biasetti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-0 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovic. Vallo reaches second base with a double. Joost goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Athletics. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses who is chasing the ball. Kress reaches third base with a triple. Michaels goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. George Metkovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovic is 0-for-2 in the game. Metkovic takes first base on ball 4. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 0 for 2 in the game. Wheeler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman strikes out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 2 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Hank Biasetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biasetti is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Biasetti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Suter hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vallow hits a line drive beyond short. Appling can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Joost moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 3 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to third for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling bunts between the mound and first base. Coleman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. Philly moves to second. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Philly moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 3 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Biasetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biasetti is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Biasetti hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Philly fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Philly. Moses goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Athletics. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Metkovich hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 0 for 3 in the game. Wheeler hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Baker reaches third base with a triple. Gus Zernial pinch hits for Bill White. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.